Good morning, Dr. Stan, dictating a 12-lead EKG report on William Starick, S-T-A-R-I-C-K, on 6-26-24. Mr. Starick performed a 12-lead EKG period. He appears to be in a normal sinus rhythm, although a rate is slow. QRS complexes are normal, T-waves normal, hearing a pattern of compression, normal EKG. Next is a 6-minute walk test on patient Henry Rabon, R-A-B-O-N. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower on 4-25-24. Mr. Rabon performed a 6-minute walk test. Period. Prior to ambulating, urinary saturation was 95%. Period. Patient walked 257 meters in 6 minutes, and saturation at the end of the study was 92%. Period. He did stop temporarily at 4 minutes and 7 seconds due to dyspnea without desaturation. Period. A paragraph compression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. And next, a pre and post bronchodilator spirometry report on Dr. Daniel, on Sandra Brown. This goes to Dr. Daniel Hall. On 6-25-24, Mrs. Brown performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period. Prior to the release of bronchodilators, before sort of capacity was normal, without significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity period. Paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Herschel Gaw, GAW. This goes to Dr. Bogadina. On 6-26-24, Mr. Gaw performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the ONH bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal without airway obstruction or without bronchoreactivity period compared to a prior study dated 1-16-24. There's been no change period of paragraph compression, normal study. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Francis, F-R-A-N-C-I-S, Burgess, B-U-R-G-E-S-S. This goes to the VA on 6-26-24. Mr. Burgess performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the release of bronchodilators. The force of capacity was normal. There's a mild degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study due to 229-24, there's been no significant change period of paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing no significant change. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry and Marjorie Sparks. This goes to Dr. Bofuk. On 6-26-24, Mrs. Sparks performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal. There was a mild degree of airway obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators. Period. Paragraph compression, minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Eileen Ramsdale, R-A-M-S-D-A-L-E. This goes to Dr. Fook. On 6-26-24, Mrs. Ramsdale performed pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was normal, with a mild degree of airway obstruction and insignificant change after bronchodilators period. Compared to a prior study dated 1-30-24, there's been no significant change. Period of paragraph compression, mild chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component, showing no progression. Next, pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Corinne, C-O-R, I'm sorry, Lisa, L-I-S-A, Mac, M-A-C-K. This goes to Corinne Yedick, D-I-C-K, commas, P-A. On 6-26-24, this is Mac. I'm sorry. No, forget this. Forget this study. Skip it. Next patient is a pre- and post-bronchodilator spirometry on Teresa Laro, L-A-U-R-O. This goes to Dr. Bogadina. On 6/26/24, Mrs. Laro performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was severely impaired and there was very severe airways obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FPF 25-75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There's no improvement after bronchodilators compared to a prior study data 2/21/24. There's been no significant change period. Paired with compression, a very severe chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. There's really no compression. Next, pre and post bronchodilator spirometry on Sylvia Holland. This goes to Dr. Girard. On 6/26/24, Mrs. Holland performed pre and post bronchodilator spirometry period prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators. The forced vital capacity was mildly impaired without significant airways obstruction period. There was no significant change after bronchodilators period. Paragraph compression, minimal restrictive lung disease without airways obstruction, without bronchoreactivity, period. Thank you.